Hello everyone, welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Haast here. The Path to Freedom, short podcast this day. The four domains of power. Four sources of power, you could call them. From being powerless or in less power that you know you can have to have activated your power. Truth. Extract truth and tell the truth. The truth is that when people speak the truth and they seek the truth and they start put the current facts into their expression as truth, something opens up. When you are telling the truth, you soon have a sense of freedom, a sense of clarity, a sense of choice. That's where all transformation starts. Where truth is, transformation is possible. The second part of the journey is to wake up to something. There is a wake up that needs to happen. And you need to get interested in your experience and the principles behind your experience. What is driving your experience moment to moment to moment to moment? It's the same for all human beings. Instead of the word driving, I might have, should have maybe used the words creating. So what's creating your experience moment by moment by moment? It's not circumstance. It's not your past. There is something to wake up to as the source of your experience being human and to get clarity around that. When you do that, you tap into a next level of power that is super interesting. It often comes about as freedom. And after the experience of freedom, there is clarity. And then when there's clarity, you start to sense and access a new domain of power. What you need to wake up to is the fact of thought. Your experience is a thought-created experience. Yeah, it's 100% thought-created 100% of the time. It's not a circumstance-created experience. It's not an other people told me experience. It's not I didn't do this, therefore experience. It's a thought-created experience. And when you wake up to that you as a human being live a thought-created experience 100% of the time, and that experience is 100% thought-created 100% of the time, you start to see that if thought could change, your experience could change in the same circumstance. That's the second big domain of power. Then the third domain you move into is to start to relate to the phenomena of time differently. You stop being so urgency-driven and you get impact-driven. You act on what has short and long-term impact, and you stop acting on what feels urgent. Because what feels anything might not be the truth of what goes on, because your feelings are just part of that thought-created experience. They don't describe reality. They reflect the quality of your thinking. The third domain was about time, and the fourth one is about your production, the actions you take to get results. And especially in the beginning of the journey, you want to upgrade your technology and tools so they support your intentional action to get results. So these are four areas of power, or four sources of power: truth, thinking, time, and tools. And when you get awareness and insights in these domains, you predictably activate your power to new levels. Curious about this? Having a short program coming up very soon at the timing of this video, and they come back mostly monthly. Just go to wilhelmhaast.com. You have the correct spelling and a link close to this podcast or video, wilhelmhaast.com. And look there, and there's links that describe whatever is available if you're curious about this. So thanks for listening, and welcome back to the next episode.